Yeah, it's that time of day again. A very good afternoon from the travel team. Myself
Hello.
And Steph standing up today, Steph.
You're right. Do you know what? I think I'll be standing up for the next 4 minutes and then sitting down again.
Okay. Now we've got our thermals on today. It's going to get a little bit chilly in the programme, isn't it? It's going to get kind of snowy and, you know, a little fresh.
We're going to hit the slopes. You for the first time?
Yeah, first time. I'm not really a skier. I'm not convinced it's my kind of thing. But, you know, you insisted we've got to do some skiing today.
Yeah, in fact, you said to me, I think your exact words were, that would be the worst holiday I could ever think of.
Being a warm climate kind of a person.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly, you know, given the choice of flopping out on a beach and looking over a lovely blue ocean and tumbling down a mountain that's cold and snowy, there's, you know, no contest in it for me.
Oh, it's funny, isn't it? Because I'm the kind of person who, I love the idea of being bundled up by a fire with a hot chocolate. But actually, when I'm there, I'm kind of not too sure anymore because it's exercise.
Anyway, we're going to be talking to some of our listeners and giving you the facts, the inside facts, the good, the bad and the ugly when it comes to skiing this afternoon. We're also going to be delving into a few facts and myths as well about hepatitis with our travel doctor. He's going to be coming up and kind of dispersing some of those rumours. You've been doing a little bit of research on all of this, haven't you?
I have. Fact sheet kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I know all about it now.
You do, yeah. Well, you know a lot more once our doctor comes into the studio. And as always, another chance to win as well. Now, Steph called this movie yesterday Blowing in the Wind.
I know.
You know, it's a classic. Gone with the Wind.
I know, but I've never seen it.
Mm.
But I was talking to someone today about it, and they said it's a brilliant film. I said, you're looking at it with old eyes, though.
You were thinking of Bob Dylan, weren't you, Blowing in the Wind? You
know? I don't know that one either.
You don't know
that?
Okay.
Old film as well?
The answer, my friend, is Blowing in the Wind. Anyway, we'll have another opportunity at winning two tickets to go along and see Gone with the Wind this afternoon. Are you tweeting?
I'm tweeting, yeah. I'm on there on Twitter, so you can get in touch that way as well. Yeah. 1038Travel is our handle on Twitter.
Yeah, at 1038Travel Show. And 4001, of course, if you want to drop us an SMS. Right, let's do a little bit of this.
Travel News.
Now, looking at the stories today, are you a selfie kind of person, Steph?
No, I'm not, actually.
You're not? You haven't got a stick or anything?
Oh, gosh, no.
No, I've got one. Anyway, selfie students. A London college is now offering courses in how to take selfies.
You've got a selfie stick?
Yes, I have.
That's amazing.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I don't know if you should. I think maybe you should just burn it tonight. When did you get that?
I got it as a gift, actually. It was a birthday gift.
That's all right, then, if it's a gift.
Yeah. Selfie stick. All right, what else is in the news then, Steph?
Stuck on the tarmac in Abu Dhabi. We're going to be talking about that. Flights that were grounded.
Yeah, and also a snowmobiler survives 3 days in the Alaskan wilderness stalked by Wolverine.
That sounds terrifying.
It does, doesn't it? It sounds a little bit scary, that. Now, coming back to our selfies, love them or loathe them, it's the thing, it's been the buzzword for the last year or so, and now you can take your love of selfies to a whole new level by studying them at college. A central London college is offering its students the chance to become fully qualified selfie takers.
Wow. I wonder what kind of job that could get you
with
those qualifications.
It could get you all kinds of jobs, couldn't it?
Social media expert, maybe?
Yeah. It takes a month to complete this this course. There's lectures and seminars, and it promises to improve critical understanding of the photographic self-portrait.
Are you a selfie person?
Yeah, I've done a few.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I like doing it in front of famous buildings and all that kind of thing.
I've done the odd one, actually, but I have the iPhone 4S.
Right, now,
nothing
wrong with that.
I don't know if you remember that, but it's from a long, long time ago. And the camera that you use for the selfies is really grainy.
Is it?
So, and it's just not very flattering.
Right, and it's probably not got flash. Yeah, it's probably not got flash in it either.
No, it hasn't, has it? Because
it's only on the front side. Yeah, the latest kind of generation of cameras have now got flashes on both sides. But
if I could afford one of those.
I ain't got one of those. If you're going to go on this course, you might want to get one. Now, apparently students can also look forward to exploring notions of identity, selfhood and memory. They should also be prepared to delve into their own back catalogue of selfies because the course demands that students evaluate their own previous photography, so you know they can pull it apart and say, look, if you'd have stood a little bit to the left or a bit to the right, you'd have had a much better shot, much better selfie.
We should dig some out.
Yeah, All right.
And put them on Twitter. I did take one the other day as a joke.
Did you?
I have a friend who takes them all the time and posts them on Facebook as our profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ridiculous. They are ridiculous. And I can't tell her. But I took one as a joke the other day and sent it to my other half and went, can you imagine if I put this on the internet? So maybe we could
get one of yours as well. Rough ones. And of course, the most famous selfie of all was the Ellen DeGeneres one at the Oscars,
yes.
Wasn't it? That really kind of started the craze, didn't it? Everybody went mad doing it after that.
Yeah. Yeah, she was good to do that.
Now, also in the news, what's this about being stuck on the tarmac?
Well, a flight to San Francisco from the UAE got stuck for 12 hours the other day. Turned the journey into a 28-hour one. Can you imagine?
Oh.
28 hours to get home after you've been on holiday. Fog was to blame, and the big grumble from one passenger was that every 15 minutes they kept saying, we're going to be going soon, we're looking at about half an hour.
Right.
For 12 hours.
For 12 hours.
There's only so long you take.
So would you rather not have any announcements for the whole 12 hours? Or maybe just one or two, you know, every 3 or 4 hours would be fine.
I think in that situation you kind of just want the truth, don't you? If they're going to, even if they said to you, look, we're going to be here for 12 hours...
Put your feet up.
Plan the kids colouring in well, like stretch it out. Then that would really help. Have you been stuck before?
Not for that long. I've done like a couple of hours. Yeah,
just a couple.
But never 20, what was it, 28 hours?
No,
oh no, that
12.
Was the whole journey, so 12 hours.
Yeah, 12 on the ground.
Mm, mm.
Another guy said they were fighting each other, people on the plane, and they were fighting with the flight attendants.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't think the flight attendants actually get paid till the plane takes off. Because I know a few. So fighting with them, they're stuck in exactly the same position.
Yeah.
They don't want to be there. They're
wouldn't
not getting
really
paid.
Help, would it? Wouldn't help anybody, really. But you can understand the frustration, going you 12 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd be so mad. I have been stuck, actually, in New York before. It was weather again.
Yeah.
But we were on the tarmac for maybe 6 hours.
Okay.
Which was horrible, because that's nearly the flight home.
That's long, isn't it? But
it was awful.
Half of the 12. But kind of the captain came up with an ingenious way of defusing this situation,
he did.
Didn't he, at the end of it?
Yeah, we were all so mad, but by the time it landed, you know, you're just waiting to take your seatbelt off?
Okay.
Instead of talking to us, he played this song.
Oh, it's a good song,
so good.
Isn't it?
Yeah, everyone just started laughing. It was amazing. You forget that they're all in the same boat.
Yeah, it's a good tune though, isn't it? I wonder where he got the song from. It must have been in his iPod or whatever.
It's a band called Ace.
Ace.
Yeah. Mm. Who I hadn't heard of.
One hit wonder. They didn't have anything else. This was like their one and only massive hit. And a lot of people think that this is the Eagles. You know, whenever you play it, people think, oh, it's the Eagles. But no, it's a band called Ace. Yeah.
Mm.
Great tune. Great. Do you want to hear a bit more of it? Shall we hear a bit
more? Go on then. But I won't.
Yeah, it's been going on long enough now. Now, our final story today. A snowmobile has survived 3 days in the Alaskan wilderness stalked by Wolverine. He described his ordeal after plunging through ice and then being attacked by what he calls Wolverine. Craig Johnson, who's 38, was travelling from a small town of Wainwright on Alaska's frozen north coast to see members of his family 80 miles away. He was about halfway when his snowmobile fell through sea ice. It sank along with a GPS device that would have allowed rescuers to locate him. Having suffered internal injuries from the crash, he crawled out and then in soaking clothes endured temperatures as low as minus 35.
I mean, that's horrible.
And we're talking skiing later on. It's not going to get that low. And then Mr. Johnson said that he was then pursued for several miles by a hungry wolverine before he found an empty wooden box used by hunters in the summer where he hid.
He sounds like the unluckiest man on earth. Do you know what he needed?
A selfie stick.
No.
No.
He needed that John Travolta watch. Remember when he was in town talking to Drive Live?
Okay.
He was talking about this watch he was here to promote, and it has a thing on it, so if you ever get lost... Yep. They can find you anywhere in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
So this would have really helped old Wolverine.
Perfect.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. I don't know if he's kind of hallucinating all about Wolverine. He said that he was pursued for several miles by this creature. There was no survival gear or way to light a fire, and the Wolverine besieged him. He still had his gun, though. That was a good thing, but ran out of ammunition. It just wasn't his day, was it? He wasn't really having a good day that day, was he?
I hope his snowmobile was insured.
Absolutely.